Station 21. Buna. Buna was a small village on the north coast of Papua, and the administrative headquarters of the district. There were several coconut plantations, but much of the area was cut by small creeks and interspersed with fetid swamps and jungle. After the Japanese landed on the 21st and the 22nd of July, the area became a major supply base supporting their advance over the Kokoda Track for an overland attack on Port Moresby. Buna was to be the scene of grim fighting involving Australians from the 18th of December 1942 until the 2nd of January 1943. As at Gona and Senananda, the Japanese had established a series of strongly constructed and fortified bunkers during October to November 1942. These were well camouflaged and sited to provide mutual fire support. The positions defended the new and old airstrips and westwards right back to Buna village. The initial attack began on the 19th of November by two battalions of the 32nd U.S. Division, under command of General Harding, and supported by two guns each of the 2nd 1st and 2nd 5th Australian Field Regiments. Despite sustaining heavy casualties, the U.S. troops, known as Warren Force, made little progress. The 2nd 6th Australian Independent Company reported to the 1st 128th U.S. Battalion on the 21st of November in a supporting role, and patrolled vigorously, finally being withdrawn from action on the 11th of December. Their casualties totaled at least 20 killed and 13 wounded. The American casualties for the period numbered almost 500. On the 1st of December, General Eichelberger replaced General Harding. In early December, battalions of the 126th and 127th U.S. regiments were added to the troops of the 32nd Division already in action, and gradually the Americans began to have success, in which the Australian artillery played an important role. Air support was provided by numbers 4 and 30 Squadrons Royal Australian Air Force, by means of a radio hookup between ground forces, planes overhead and RAF headquarters at Popondetta. To reinforce the Americans, the Australian 18th Brigade, under Brigadier George Whitten, was brought forward from the general area of Milne Bay in early December. Warren Force was then brought under Whitten's command. Wooten's main support troops were 8 tanks from the 2nd 6th Australian Armoured Regiment, and 25-pound artillery from the 2nd 1st and 2nd 5th Field Regiments, plus some engineers and the 2nd 5th Field Ambulance. On the 14th of December, the Western American column known as Urbana Force entered Buna Village, after its Japanese defenders were ferried away at night. 2 days later, Wooten launched the first phase of a thrust from the east, aimed at capturing the area between two airfields dubbed New Strip and Old Strip, and the sea. On the 18th of December, the 2nd 9th Battalion attacked at 7 a.m., following an artillery barrage and immediately struck heavy opposition at New Strip, where it lost 11 officers and 160 men. Australians gained their first objective next day, and continued to advance. 6 days later, this phase of the operation came to an end. The next phase, which began on the 24th of December, was carried forward by the 2nd 10th Battalion, supported by the only 4 tanks which were still operational. A battalion of the 126th U.S. Regiment, moving on its left flank, also provided support. The advance began well, but faltered under heavy fire which quickly accounted for all 4 tanks, however 700 meters were finally gained. This was due in no small way to Private Timothy Hughes, an Aboriginal soldier of 2nd 10th Battalion, who silenced some key Japanese defence posts with grenades and Tommy gun. For this action, he was awarded a military medal. On the 25th of December, a 25-pounder from the 2nd 5th Field Regiment, known as Carson's Gun, was sighted between the airstrips and west of the bridge over Simemi Creek, and created havoc in Japanese defensive posts. A former Japanese observation post in a 25-metre-high banyan tree was established by Captain Tom Handring Smith, of 2nd 5th Field Regiment. Among those who manned this observation post was Major, later Sir, William Hall, the battery commander. An attempt to resume the advance on the 29th of December also foundered. On the 1st of January, 1943, after the arrival of a fresh battalion, the 2nd 12th from Goodenough Island and 6 more tanks, another effort was made. This attack swept through the open plantation, dealing with one Japanese bunker after another, and by the 2nd of January, had reached Daropa Point. In their short action, the 2nd 12th lost 12 officers and 179 men. This completed the capture of the Buna area, in conjunction with a fresh attack by Hurbana force, which captured the old government station. The bloody operation had cost the Allies 2,870 battle casualties, 913 of whom were among Australian units. The 18th Brigade suffered 863 casualties, including 306 killed. A minimum of 1,390 Japanese were killed, this number being counted bodies, and exclusive of those killed or buried alive in destroyed structures. 900 of the enemy dead were in the sector under command of Brigadier Wharton. No more than 50 prisoners were taken, which was stark testimony to the savagery of the fighting, and the determination of the Japanese defenders to accept death rather than surrender.